Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. This is Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are your source for health and fitness information. We have a special guest with us, our first ever guest of the show, good friend and nurse, Anna Storvik.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, oh, we're using last names now.
It's okay. Well, yeah, we probably should edit that out. You might hear a bleep, and that, I'm not going to edit that out.
No. Too much work.
Too much work. So, Anna, people can look you up, and that's creepy now.
Facebook.
So anyway, today we are talking about obesity. We kind of just wanted to do a little roundtable discussion about obesity. What kicked it off is there's a gentleman I follow on the internet. His name's Steve Hochman, something like that.
Hooch.
H-O-C-H. Hochman. I think Hochman's probably the best way to go. And so, yeah, you can probably scoot in a little bit.
Join the circle.
Maybe a little bit more.
Friends.
Just a little bit more. There we go. Anna has some hesitancy in joining this podcast. So, the email I got was that it read, he writes for fitness marketers and fitness people. So he says, you guys are heroes. That was kind of the headline of the blog. So, Tyler, you need to look at this.
I'm looking at, we got a heifer.
So, and pretty much what he's saying is that it keeps comparing larger parents to their children and looking about how disastrous it can be. So, here are like 800 pictures of really, really obese people and their children.
Give or take 790.
Yeah. There are a lot of pictures of obese people.
Which I'm on a completely copyright infringement type thing. I find it interesting that I can see the face of some of these people.
Yeah, but you can't really, like, they drew a line through this guy's face. Really see it, yeah.
Okay, that's good. That makes me feel better.
Can't really zoom in.
All right.
So they were at, I think, Disneyland in Florida.
Disney World.
My mistake.
I'm a Disney connoisseur.
And so, Tyler, when you and I went to the Disneyland, this used to be one of our favorite pastimes. It's kind of just look people watching. And what percentage of people would you say is obese at
Let's a theme just park? Say this. Keon and I once walking down Main Street.
That's in Disneyland, in LA.
At Disneyland. Turned to each other and was like, if we were to do the world analysis right now.
Like do a census.
Yes.
If you will.
That was the word I was looking for. Basically 90% of the world would be obese.
Right.
If not heavyweight.
Right. So the whole point of this is, of this article that Steve wanted us to focus in on.
Keep going.
Oh.
I was just trying to help her get...
Yeah, you can comment on it. Don't worry about it.
Get her feeling a vibe.
Is how their children are going to be affected, right?
Yes. So you have they're all going to be fat.
You have these precious children who are being raised by people who don't know how to feed themselves or move their bodies. And is this going to be a genetic thing?
Can you click on that picture? This one? That one, the kid. Can you zoom in at all?
A little bit, yeah. We're going to put the link up for you.
I was trying to see
blurred
if there's...
Blurred out face.
I wanted to see if there's another thing that I want to... And I'll figure this out probably tomorrow sometime. The correlation history between the Heely and child obesity.
The what?
The Heely. That stupid heel on the shoe of kids. I want to know if there's a correlation.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But for some reason, I always see fat kids wearing them.
The roller skate?
Yeah, the roller skate shoes.
Yeah.
Way to chime in.
Yeah, way to go. I'm impressed already.
Talk like you mean it.
Yeah.
People might not be able to hear you.
Yeah, I always get on Tyler because he always talks way too quietly.
Hence the podcast hat.
Yep, it helps.
I don't block my mouth so much.
Yeah.
This is good.
So, going back to this article, because this is such a huge issue that we can't really take it on in one sitting, but let's talk about the effect of obesity on children. Like, really, like, Anna, from a medical standpoint, children and obesity. How much, like, I understand that wasn't your focus as a nursing student, but, like, what, have you experienced any really, like, just from personal experience, fat kids, fat parents, how does it affect them, their lives, their medical health? all of the above. Feel free to answer any of those questions. Ready, go.
Well, there's a huge connection, and yes, there's a lot of people within the medical field who do believe that there's a genetic link, but it is still a learned behavior.
Right.
And even though some may have a higher propensity towards obesity, it does not mean that you don't have an option.
There you go. Because here's the thing, in my mind...
Thank you, doctor.
In my mind, go back 50 years, we didn't have this issue, right? So it can't be just genetic, right? It has to be somewhat dietary and exercise related, yeah?
Yeah, sorry, I saw something shiny. She has a toe ring, and I
was two of them.
Way confused.
Oh, that is...
I saw something shiny, pretty. And I was like, oh gosh.
Tyler's kind of like a squirrel in that he needs to identify shiny things and obtain them if possible.
Yes.
Have you seen the movie Up?
No, I have squirrel. Not seen Up.
Okay.
To explain, though, you can't just bring something up and then not explain.
No,
there's a dog.
A dog with
that
squirrels.
Does the same concept. Okay. Freaks out with shiny things and objects. Goes, oh gosh, squirrels, and chases.
Got it. Okay.
Back to the issue of obesity.
So,
she's on top of
we
things.
We got rookie of the year over here.
I know. Tyler's usually the one that has to rope us
that
in.
Brings it back into
the situation. Because I just love to talk. I love the sound of Keon's voice.
So yeah, all these people are at Disney World. Or Disneyland, or we'll just
any
say an amusement park.
Any theme park you go to.
Here's my 10 cents on the concept of people that are larger, let's just say at the amusement park. So often I hear, you know, we'll just say Bob.
Okay.
Bob is a little bit
Bob
heavy
the Builder?
Set. No, is not Bob the Builder.
Let's give him some context.
Let's say Ramon. Is that racial?
Well, it is.
It's not like I'm saying Tyrone.
Wait.
Oh, someone over here just got the shock.
I think even bringing it up, the fact that either would be racist, is racist.
Okay, so we have a kid named Tyler.
We'll
just say we got a guy named Tyler.
Okay.
Self, it's fine.
Right.
That is, we'll say 350 in weight.
Okay. How tall is he?
We'll say
350 in weight could be healthy for a 9'8" person.
He is not a basketball player.
That's impossible to be 9'8". Just so you know, we haven't reached that height.
Okay, but besides that, so often I hear these people are like, "Oh, I just woke up one day and realized I was fat," or like their friends are like, "Oh, you're not fat, you're just husky," or like it never clicks to them that they're fat.
Uh-huh.
And I like saying fat.
Right.
I think it's
I
a
agree.
Nice
because
smack
it,
in the
it,
face.
It is a shocking word. We've taken all the I don't want to say shame or pain out of fatness, but the this is not a good thing. We've softened it so that it's almost acceptable to be morbidly obese where you're putting your life at risk.
Yes.
You know? Like saying fat is a good thing.
I agree. So
and not only
My point in 10 seconds was gonna be that basically wouldn't a day at an amusement park just be constant
affirmation.
hit, I'm fat?
It
you can't sit and do a ride. People are watching you stuff your face at the buffet. Another ride you can't fit into. It's hard. You have to walk sideways through a line.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
All day long you're being called fat by the actual establishment you're hanging out at.
Right.
Not even a person.
No.
But yet people can't put two and two together.
Yeah, the circumstances of your situation, are for...
I mean, we have a mutual friend that doesn't go to amusement parks for that reason. Bike.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we like to add Bs to people's names when we talk about them.
It increases the anonymity of the person.
Yeah.
Oh.
So really, that was Mike?
Oh,
Bike.
Damn!
But
now they know.
Mike's a pretty normal name, so
that's
you
true.
Don't really know.
Yeah, and...
And I'm pretty sure he doesn't listen to this.
Not yet. He might, though.
He should.
Yeah. What were you going to say, though, Anna? You had something.
Oh, there's just a lot of health things to think about from the obesity standpoint, as well as far as type 2 diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers are higher than ever.
Right.
And kids being born today are the first generation of Americans who will have a shorter predicted lifespan than their parents.
Right, and the obesity rate
just
went up.
That's crazy.
Just went up 1%. We talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
It's gone up from it's more than a quarter of the population is obese.
So not
that's
only
crazy.
Your type 2 diabetes, heart failure, cancers are increased, breathing problems, higher incidences of asthma because there's not enough room for your lungs
to
expand.
So you are increasing
and
your healthcare costs.
And then think about your joints as well. Mm. Think about your knees. They are miracles in design, mm-hmm. but if you're 80 pounds,
mean to them every day,
80 pounds overweight, it's like carrying an 80 pound backpack every day without a break that your knees are just not built to endure.
Absolutely. On top of that, your biomechanics are probably crap. So that means you're probably walking wrong, which probably means that you're putting even more of a load on the joints that can't handle the extra load. You're just screwed all the way around.
It's cluster F.
And yeah. It does raise healthcare costs, and with no one going into primary care anymore, it's kind of a vicious cycle.
Absolutely.
Which is why a lot can be done on a community-based level.
Such as?
Things in neighborhoods to get kids out, a lot of community-level education, and directing it more towards, instead of what the individual needs, what everybody needs in that community.
Got it.
If you watch the levels right here, when you talk, if you can actually see them move, that's good.
Yeah, you want to see that.
You're a little low. You see that over there?
Yeah, that's you, and that's Tyler.
We're pulling back the curtain a little bit.
Yeah, just
little,
so you know. Yeah.
Audio 101.
Uh-huh.
So, here's another thing.
Uh-huh.
Correlation. When did they get rid of dodgeball in schools?
The same time they got rid of the rope, Tyler.
Thus, fat kids.
When you take away the measuring stick, that's when you just let everything go, you know? Like, unfortunately, as it is, you're right, my levels did go down. I don't know a way to point that out.
It's because you turned sideways.
Like, yeah, it is. I turned to face you. Yeah. So, unfortunately, I have noticed, I believe Tyler and Anna would probably agree, that people, when they get married, both genders, tend to gain a lot of weight.
Not my wife.
You got married?
No, but she won't.
Right.
And when she has a kid, she's got 3 months. Get that thing back off.
That is horrible.
Right. But you just took away the measuring stick, because when you're dating, and even when you're engaged, you have measuring sticks to go by. You have the wedding, you still have an out. Like, if you gain a lot of weight, I can still say, honey, we're not even married, I'm leaving you, right? Like, because of weight. Like, it sounds terrible, and it really is.
No, that's how it should be.
But once people get married, that measuring stick is gone. And when we take out PE from high school, or from little kids school, we take out dodgeball, we take out all the things that are kind of socially unacceptable for some reason, because they have a rough air of competition, then there's no measuring stick, and ipso facto, children get
obese.
I want to know where I was during the meeting where dodgeball got kicked out.
It's not dodgeball that gets kicked out, it's the PE that gets kicked out, because, you know.
But you can't play dodgeball during recess.
Yeah, you can't anymore. You can't play wall ball. You can't
what
play
state?
All of them.
I disagree.
Let's go down to a child facility right now. They
in
will
Arizona,
not get.
They can play dodgeball. They
really?
Still have the teacher student dodgeball competition.
Really? That's awesome.
Well, in the great state of California, you can't play dodgeball anymore. And like, I understand
and that is
Red
travesty.
Rover due to people getting clotheslined and hitting the ground and concussions. I
right,
get that.
Right.
This is
but
true.
Come on, dodgeball. Like, that's my rager. Is that recess? It's not even PE. But in dodgeball, in recess, you can't play it.
Right. Right. No, I completely agree. Like, if you take out... I don't think people understand that there is a good component to violence. Like, competitive violence... Like, I play competitive rugby. Competitive rugby is violent. We hurt each other. But there's a good aspect to that, because then I'm not aggressive in other places.
It's a healthy outlet.
Exactly. And when you take that away from kids, what else do they have? They have killing each other on video games. Which then fosters even more anger and gets them larger.
It actually fosters, it would foster it in your mind, so it just grows. We're doing it outwardly.
Right.
Kills it.
Right, and then you learn what actually hurts. You know, like when you're killing someone in a video game, you don't realize that a bullet actually hurts. When you hit someone in a tackle, you realize, holy crap, this is painful.
Like, I would like to know,
Same thing with getting hit with a dodgeball in your face.
We're completely going off a random topic right now, but in the concept, like, all the kids that go and shoot up schools, they're not kids that play sports.
They are the fringe children.
They aren't, are they?
So, I mean, you could probably make a, because those kids
because
are
people that play sports love themselves.
Well, because, here's the thing. playing sports and doing athletics releases endorphins, right? I mean, we can all agree.
And happy people don't kill people. What movie is that from? That's from a movie.
That's from Legally Blonde.
I think so.
That's from Legally Blonde.
Because she's an aerobics instructor in that movie.
And happy people don't kill people.
Yeah. Hence, I've never killed somebody.
Right.
Yet.
So back to childhood obesity.
Yes, darling.
Please Way to tell. Bring it back.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Oh, I thought you had something to say. Like,
no,
I thought
that was bring it back.
No, but I fully agree where it's a learned thing, obesity. Like, you
right.
become obese
eating
if you habit, don't
I mean, we know that from,
right.
from diets. You know, like,
yes.
eating is a learned behavior. Like, you can change the way you eat. If you try and implement outside program without accepting it into your lifestyle, that's why you fail, as opposed to changing the behavior.
Here's a little. Instead of going, your parents being obese, it's like going to, let's just say, a junior college.
Okay.
You're not going to get so much of the great education. You're going to have to add a little bit of your own knowledge to figure out really how to go somewhere.
Absolutely. You
Where
have
if you have,
some drive.
Let's just say, a Harvard parent
uh-huh.
that we'll just classify as athletically skinny or has a good eating habits.
Uh-huh.
You would thus then know how to do some more.
Absolutely, yeah. Because if I've never been taught how to eat well, then...
You don't know how.
Yeah.
So you're saying that a lot of it is nature versus nurture component.
Yeah.
There's probably a huge... Yeah, absolutely.
Taking that back to... There's a scientific standpoint of you take certain people groups. Like, look at some of the Native Americans and
Now you're bringing in race.
In southwestern... United States, who has some of the highest risk or numbers of type 2 diabetes, some of the highest alcohol issues, and look at people who are genetically almost exactly the similar as a lot of the native people tribes of northern Mexico.
The Tarahumara, for
yes,
example.
Yes, and how healthy and fit they are, and then once an industrialized American diet comes into play.
Sad, if you will.
They have...
what is going
their
on?
Their diabetes rates go up.
I'm trying to...
Dramatically.
Very true. Sorry, I was trying to mess with you throughout that, because you're doing very well, just so you know.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But yeah, the standard American diet, sad, terrible, right? When you implement it onto another culture, then they start, like you're saying, Native Americans...
It just goes downhill.
Right. Tragic. Tragic, tragic.
It's a wonder we're not all fat.
But it's projected in, like, the next 20 years, we're all going to be fat. Like, if the obesity rate continues as it is, then we're going to all be obese.
100% obesity.
So let's talk about some realistic things that we can do.
Whoa! She's on top of the game. We had zero prep for her, and she's, like, right where we need her to be. This is intense.
Wow.
This is really, we might need you to fly out from Tennessee every day to podcast with us.
She's like, no.
Not gonna happen.
Now they know my first and last name and where I live.
Sucks for you.
Someone's gonna get some fun fan mail.
Right.
You okay?
What are you
at the
levels?
Okay.
Fun.
So practical steps to take. We just got done with Halloween, right? Your children, if you have children, probably have mounds of candy, right?
Enough for many cavities.
Exactly. Well, many cavities and enough to form terrible eating habits, right?
Yes.
So,
and to crash at school, sugar levels get high, and then they can't function.
Exactly. And they can't function, and they're not going to be playing as many games, etc., etc. So from there is limiting their candy intake within the next month, and their food intake within the next month. So, like we said, newsletter subscribers next week expect to receive your Guide to the Holidays ebook. We're recording a couple videos that are not going to be posted on YouTube. For you, really quick, fast workouts that are going to burn a lot of calories that you can do within 10 to 15 minutes. So if you're visiting someone, you have that. So look out for that for your own health. But as far as your kids go, basic rules. Like, treat your kids like you would want to be treated as far as food goes.
Well, I also think it has a correlation to do with, I know this is kind of getting into more controversial. I feel like we've already talked about so much that's semi-controversial.
True.
But there's so much more of a not-prepared birth concept, I feel, in America now. Like, parents or people just not being like, oh, let's have a kid. Here comes kid. It's, oh, crap.
We had a kid.
Now we have a kid. kind of a concept going on more than in the past.
Right.
That people aren't ready. So it's like, hey, let's just go to McDonald's.
Right.
Boom, bam. Here's your whatever.
And plus, it's the sad fact that a McDonald's meal is cheaper than buying a bunch of vegetables, you know? I can spend $5-6 and feed 2 kids as opposed to going to the store and spending like 20 to have like 3 meals, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like...
It's financially cheaper to be fat, almost?
Yeah, I mean, we are, like marketing-wise, like, or I guess financially, I don't really know.
Financially.
We're giving more excuse to people to eat really bad food. You know, it's cheaper to do that. And then healthcare costs, pills.
Not even fast food, even in the grocery store. Mm. Like, a thing of mac and cheese is, what, 49.99 cents? Buying your fresh lettuce and cucumbers and bell peppers to go and make a salad, going to be more.
$7.
Right.
Top ramen
being
is
thin,
like 10 cents.
Priceless.
But, I mean, like, if you break it down, like, the amount of meals you can make with a healthy diet as opposed to the amount of meals you can make with cheaper food, and then you look at the health costs, it's much cheaper to, like, if you sit down and think about it, to eat well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good. Why are we staring at each other?
We're not staring at each other.
What is going on?
I got temporarily distracted by the
shiny things.
Glitz on Kyun's shirt.
Yeah, what is that? Do I have sparkles on?
A little bit.
Oh, my exes?
You look quite dapper today.
I know,
I just decided. I just decided to put a button-up on. I decided that's how I'm going to start dressing more. Button up in jeans with some nice shoes.
We'd be proactive on life.
I know, thank you. I figured time to start. Time to start being an official winner at life.
So things that you can do to burn extra calories.
So number one was,
do you not listen to the podcast? We talk about this every day.
Take stairs instead of elevators.
Oh.
You're one of those people.
You're one of those people.
Yeah, totally.
We actually,
park
I
in the last parking spot at a grocery store and walk all the way to the thing.
I do it.
But here's the thing. Those are such minuscule changes. It almost tricks people into thinking they're doing something fantastic for themselves when they're burning maybe an extra 30, 40 calories total throughout the day if you do all those things.
30, 40 calories totally throughout the day times a year, you're looking at like 4 or 5 pounds.
Right, but if
so
you don't make
probably shouldn't drink what you're drinking because now you've wasted your whole year.
But this is, so, but if you're not...
What? I just called you out. How do you like them apples?
But stopping even there. If you don't do the fundamental changes first, like eating healthy, the small changes don't matter. You know, like walking, you know, extra for your car, going up the stairs, all that doesn't matter at all. If you don't make fundamental changes, right? Can you agree to that?
Yes.
We can all agree to that.
She's way confused.
I'm cool. Watching
levels. She's watching the levels. We should probably not have those up for her because... We stopped watching them about halfway through. Stereotypically. So, anything else that we want to include with how you can help your child not live a life shorter than yours? Because that's what it comes down to.
It's kind of a knowledge is power, as awful as I hate the... What's the NBC? Like, now you know.
The more you know.
The more you know.
The more you know.
Rainbow.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah. Those kind of things. But really, knowledge is power. If a parent would take the extra... hour. Literally, it's an hour you need to do to read a basic nutrition book.
Right.
And find out the random little facts of doing it.
Or
you
just
could save so much.
Start here. This is the only thing you need to know. Vegetables and proteins, great. Carbohydrates, great. All good. Just it all in moderation. Don't eat fast carbohydrates. Don't eat fast food. If you think it's bad for you, it's probably bad for you.
Yeah, that's the thing that's always funny. It's like people, one of the top questions I always get is like, oh, can I eat da-da-da? What do you think? Well, I think then probably you shouldn't eat it.
Right. If you were,
you know the answer.
If you're sticking to a really tight diet, then the answer is probably no if you have a question about it. Should I eat In-N-Out? No, unless it's my cheat meal. You know, I had that the other night. It was fantastic. Delicious. So I think that's a good basic place to start. It's just slowly incorporate vegetables. Don't deal with the crap that your kid gives you at the grocery store, like the tantrums and all that. Like, as hard as it is, like...
Spank them.
So, just for the record, we've gone over racist names, or names that are connected to a race.
LaQuisha.
LaQuisha, gosh. We've gone over beating children. We've okayed the word fist. Fat. Man, fat. We are on a roll today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think today is like a coming out day. It's like a lot of our underlying beliefs have come out. Impressive.
Yeah, I try.
Good job, T. Good job. Closing thoughts, Anna. Nothing.
Dead air like this is something we try not to do in this thing we call podcasting. So if you kind of have to make it up, make it up.
Yeah, Tyler, how about you? Closing thoughts.
Okay,
give Anna some an example, perhaps. Closing thought.
If you are a parent, learn a little bit. Help your kid out. If you're not a parent, you know what to eat. Eat it. This isn't brain surgery. You don't have to be Anna over here and be a doctor. A nurse, if you may. You know what to eat.
He's using quote signs.
Oh, those are air quotes that I'm throwing up to people in the world.
But she is. She just passed her test a couple of months ago, days ago.
Whatever it is ago.
Hours.
Forevers ago.
4 scores and 7 years ago.
Right.
What's your closing thought, Keon? We'll end with the new girl.
Yeah. As my buddy Jason always told me, nutrition, everyone's a nutritionist. Everyone knows that an apple is always better than a french fry, regardless.
Well, what about the sweet potato french fries?
Those are delicious, but not as good as the apple.
And the starches are better for you than regular potatoes, actually.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, and then going back to what we were talking about earlier, if you've already mastered the basics, like you incorporate vegetables and you incorporate all these basic nutritional things, you work out every day, and you're still not seeing the results you want, then it's time to incorporate the take the stairs to work, walk longer distances, but focus first on the things that are going to make a bigger difference in your life. I think my major beef with a lot of people is that, yeah, Tyler's got a little dance he's doing for us. It's pretty entertaining. That's why I'm talking really with an odd pause speech, I know. But yeah, make big changes first and then start with the incremental things. Anna.
Dead air again.
Dead air. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, we gave you, like, 4 minutes to figure something
exactly
out.
Sorry, guys. Oh.
Go with your gut.
It is an endemic problem. It's going to get better. Obesity kills. That's all.
Dun, 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 dun.
The
now
more
you
know.
Yeah, our levels are good.
Our levels are fantastic. And now you're ruining everything because we have the auto-record level on there, so it adjusts, and then see why how it spiked? Because you were so quiet, and now it's normal.
Yeah.
Okay. Crazy.
I know, right? So for this week, we'll be announcing the winner of our podcast contest Monday.
Today is Monday.
No, like in a week.
Oh, next week.
Because I think we're doing it because we started late with Tiffany. I just want to give her
a
full time.
I like that.
So watch out for that. If you haven't entered,
how does one enter?
Become a subscriber of the True Fitness Academy newsletter. Go to www.truefitnessacademy.com.
That sounds like a great establishment.
And it's fantastic. It's an actual place you can go to.
Oh, wow.
On the interwebs.
Oh, that thing that they call the interwebs.
Yeah. And then on the top right of the screen, you can enter in your information. We also, I got a Google Voice account. So on our website, we have a Call Me button now. So what you do is you enter your name and your telephone number, hit call me, and Google calls your phone. It goes to our True Fitness Academy hotline, and we will answer your vocal questions there. So once we start getting some good ones there, it will be very exciting. Tyler, anything else before we close off this fine Monday?
What do we have going on this week?
Motivation tomorrow. Motivation. We're talking with one of our my accountability clients. Tyler and I were sitting down with her. And she just, like, was bumming out. So we're going to talk about motivation on Tuesday. We're going to talk about electrolytes on Wednesday. We're talking about protein on Friday.
And then
we're finishing up posture on Thursday. So look forward to all that. Anna, it was a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you, guys. It was wonderful.
With that, Tyler, you want to end us with a rap song again?
No. I didn't think about how to end it this week.
All right.
So let's end it with an albino alligator.
Think about
it. At the Academy
Center. No, just think about it.
Yeah.
Albino alligator.
Have a great day.
Peace. He got a glimpse.
No.